Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 24th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Credivo raises US$270 million MLN in Series D. Credivo Holdings, the Singapore-based parent company of Credivo and Krom Bank Indonesia, has raised US$270 million in a Series D round led by Japan's Mizuho Bank. Brex launches an app travel solution. US-based financial service and technology company Brex has expanded into travel, with members of Empower being able to book travel inside the Brex mobile app. Plend partners go cardless for variable recurring payments. UK-based ethical lender Plend has partnered with open banking provider Go Cardless to offer variable recurring payments, VRPs, via the latter's instant bank pay feature. Unser rolls out UPayLater, a buy now, pay later product. Germany-based payment processing provider Unser has launched its new buy now, pay later, BNPL, product, called UPayLater. JP Morgan to pilot biometric payments. JP Morgan has announced a pilot of biometric-based payments with select US-based retailers, looking to enable speed and efficiency for merchants and consumers alike. Emirates NBD furthers plug and play Abu Dhabi partnership. Banking group Emirates NBD has furthered its partnership with innovation enabler Plug and Play Abu Dhabi to tap fintech potential for risk management and cybersecurity models. Central Bank of UAE reveals a new CBDC strategy. The Central Bank of UAE has revealed its plans to complete the first phase of its central bank digital currency project in mid-2024. Kraken explores new ACH funding options. Digital asset exchange Kraken has notified its users via email that it won't be able to support ACH deposits and withdrawals starting from the 27th of March. BitGo partners with CoinCover to improve wallet security. UK-based fintech CoinCover has partnered with security solutions provider BitGo to allow clients to benefit from wallet access recovery. Tech Nation's final report defines future progress for UK tech firms. UK tech network, Tech Nation, has released its final report ahead of its closure at the end of March, stating that the UK tech ecosystem will require support in future growth. Swift hails results a blockchain pilot for corporate actions data. Interbank Cooperative Swift has successfully completed its blockchain-based corporate actions pilot, describing it as a compelling solution. UK market participants seize risks in move to T+1. As the US prepares to shorten the settlement cycle, market participants in the UK are expressing concern about potential operational, technological and cost hurdles, warns a report from Torstone Technology. Q&A. eBay exec on live shopping and the future of payments. Last year, eBay launched a live commerce pilot program, eBay Live, in an effort to keep up with the changing e-commerce landscape. Raisin raises €60 MLN in Series E funding. Germany-based Raisin, a fintech offering a savings marketplace across Europe, has raised €60 million in a Series E funding round. Malaysia Airlines rolls out Enrich Money Visa prepaid card. Malaysia Airlines has launched a new Visa prepaid card within its Enrich program, Enrich Money Card. Sift launches new automation and orchestration capabilities. US-based fintech Sift has released two updates to its fraud automation and orchestration capabilities, percentile scoring and workflow backtesting. Accenture to cut 19,000 employees as corporate spending wanes. Accenture has announced it will cut 19,000 jobs, 2.5% of its workforce, over the next 18 months. This follows a number of cutbacks in the finance and fintech sector amid a slowdown in IT spending. TikTok faces intense scrutiny from U.S. Congress. U.S. Congress grilled TikTok CEO, Shou-Zee Chew, when he appeared before Congress yesterday, as the company faces increasing calls for a U.S. ban. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.